Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day, for hanging out with me. And I know why you're here. I know why you're staying with me, because Rob Jolliss is here. Rob's an old friend of ours, longtime member of our Brain Trust. And he's the author of a bunch of books, including The Way of the Road Warrior, including The New and Mental Agility, The Path to Persuasion, and many others. He's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy, and he's our good friend. Rob Jolliss, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Rob, I've been saying for a few months now, I've had this little chant, this little mantra that I've been saying to my audience, and whoever would listen, actually. I stop people on the street sometimes and tell them this. Somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you. What do you think?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that the attitude? Isn't that the mantra? Isn't that what we need to be saying to ourselves when we watch the news, read the paper, hear people talk about all the bad stuff out there, and it makes us be hesitant to walk up and knock on a door and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" When we're hesitant to do that, don't we need to be saying that to ourselves?
Well, it's a case of sort of instinct versus logic. Logic says exactly what you're saying, Jim, which is, the market is, whether we want to hear this or not, the market is on sale right now. Houses are on sale right now. Okay, that's logic. Instinct says, seeing as I was taught to buy low and sell high, I'm going to do the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly know that the market's going to come up. Will it be next week? Will it be next month? Who knows? But in 3 years, you're going to tell me that the market isn't going to be up. Now, I pull that number out of a hat, but why in the world would we want to sell? Well, instinct versus logic. Instinct is to sell. Logic says don't.
Right. Right. And that's exactly right. But at the same time, what we have to remember, and I tell my audience that, and as I say, anybody that will listen, that I'm planning on being around here in 2009, 2010, 2011. I'm planning on being in business. And the only way I can accomplish that is if I stay in business this year.
Yeah.
And the only way to stay in business this year is to get my share of the sales. And the only way to do that is to go out and ask people and not get caught up in the hysteria. And remember, somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be me.
Yeah, I have three words for you. Extraordinary, unique opportunities. And again, I'm not just being sort of a bleeding heart optimist on the phone with you. I am telling you, I completely agree. Somebody's going to do very well. It's not the person who's going to take those instinctive moves. It's going to be the person who says, for instance, my industry. What does corporate America typically do? When they start hurting and they need training more than ever, they cut their training budget.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all of them do, and by the way, we are on a conversation using the word selling, not order taking.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
means I just have to remind people that they're in the middle of trimming their staff a little bit and trying to maximize the potential of the people they have. Wouldn't this be the perfect opportunity to start looking at different techniques rather than the order techniques you've been taking? I see it as extraordinary. But just like you, Jim, I the alarm clock rings in the morning, and I got to give myself an extra kick. Get up and get moving.
Yeah. But we look at people, prospects, and maybe even customers, And we're afraid they're going to tell us bad news. We're afraid they're going to say, oh, well, you know, things are off right now, and maybe we're doing business with them, and we're afraid to even go ask them if there's anything we can do to help them for fear that, that they'll get into a conversation with us about not doing business with us. I mean, fear, isn't fear our biggest enemy right now? Don't we have to slay that? Don't we have to deal with that?
Yes, we do. We've got to absolutely slay it, and I will tell you, and this is just one man's opinion, but I will tell you that I'm not getting a lot of help when I put on Fox or CNN News. I'm getting more fear.
Right.
I have a good idea what's going on. I just got my bank statement. I know where we're at. How about you have a message? Could you at least mix the message? Can you tell us that we've gone through patterns like this over and over again in our history? Could you remind us of that, please?
Well, you know, there's on CNBC, they've renamed some of their shows to be America's Financial Crisis, you know, and things like that. I mean, that's their job, folks, is to get you to watch. Everything is breaking news. You know, we gotta turn that stuff off, at least limit it, because it's not helping us, any of us, as Rob says. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And maybe right now, with the economy kind of being a little challenged, maybe right now is the best time for you to go check out the stuff that we have. And it also is a perfect time for what we're going to be doing in about, still going to be about another week. We keep finding cool things to add to the new website. We got a brand new website we're going to be rolling out very, very soon. And it's just a little bit longer. We've got some new stuff, and so I'm excited about that. That's coming up real soon. I'll be telling you about that more a little bit later on. Rob Jollis is our guest, and he's all over our websites and has helped us to. He's deposited a body of work with us over the years that's unmatched, especially in the area of helping us understand how to be better salesmen and how to serve our customers better. Rob, we've got salespeople. Many of us have salespeople working for us.
Right.
And it's one thing for the owner of the company to not get their dauber down, to be, you know, to be upbeat, to be positive and all that thing. It's one thing to do that. But sometimes owners are not really out there on the front lines as much as they used to be. Their salespeople are. And you got any advice, any thoughts on how we can keep those folks focused on the prize?
Yeah. And you're going to get this from every zeroid who ever calls in and speaks to you on the phone, so let's get it out of the way. Repeatable, predictable process. This isn't the time to cut back on your training. I'm not selling training. Don't use Rob Jollis. But whatever process you're using, it's like if you're a golfer, it's time to retune that swing. Get in there and get those lessons. And when I say process, I mean, yes, the herd's going to get thinned a little bit. But daggone it, we still need opening tactics. You know, it's interesting. You were mentioning in the last segment about contacting our clients. Look, I love email, but I'd like to blow up the email system right now and say, why don't we try this thing that you and I are doing, Jim, right now, which is pick up the phone. I know it's not easy to pick up the phone.
How about get in the car?
Get in the car. Okay.
Get on the plane.
Yeah, you trump my phone. Okay, absolutely. Get in the plane, get in the car, pick up the phone, leave the email and the BlackBerry alone right now. Not only do clients need to hear from you. Their trusted business advisors will call. Their vendors will avoid the call. So when I say process, Jim, I say now that we know we're going to see our client or speak to our client, what are we going to say to our client? We don't need to apologize to our client. You know, I had a guy the other day who was helping me out on the phone, and things weren't going well in something, and he was apologizing. And I said, well, now, were you the one responsible for this market scenario? He said, no. I said, then we really don't need an apology. We don't mind hearing your empathy. I wouldn't mind hearing you acknowledge.
He could say poor baby if he wants to, right?
Well, yeah. How about I can understand your frustration, but here's what we need to do. So when I say process, I mean I don't acknowledge by accident. That's part of my process. I don't put in WIFMs. I don't tell what's in it for the client to take a phone call from me by accident. It's part of my process. So to answer your question, I go back to process every time. Where is our process for trust? Where is our process for urgency? Jim, you and I both know that there are extraordinary opportunities. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to make money in this market.
From somewhere, right now. Somebody today. Might as well
That's
be me.
That's right. So let's block that logic and instinct, and let's go after these pieces. And that means with our clients, not just how you doing, but what's in it to talk with me, acknowledging their concerns, and then provide that information that you're trying to get to in that conversation.
Absolutely. No question about it. You know, one of the things when I speak to small business owners, who and especially those who have a sales force, I tell them, you know what, I know you've done a good job of turning over customers that you created, that you found, that you nurtured all those years. I know you've done a good job of turning over them to your salespeople, and everybody's happy. But I think this would be a good time for you to make a call yourself on every one of your customers. Maybe with your salesperson, maybe not with them. Don't subvert the relationship your salesperson has with them, but just say, hey, I just wanted you to know that we appreciate your business, and I'm here to say that John, I know John's taking good care of you, and he's going to continue to do that, but regardless, is there anything I can do to help you?
I love that, and you know what? That's what I mean in terms of extraordinary opportunities. I'm working on my own piece right now, Jim, and it's going to involve with my clients acknowledging that 2009 is going to be a good, tough year.
Yep.
So I know they're making changes.
It's going to separate the men from the boys, isn't it?
Right. They're making changes in their goal structure for 2009. Jim, why wouldn't you and I do that? And why wouldn't we let our clients know it's not going to be a year like every other year, so here's what we're going to do to make sure our relationship works for 2009,
mm-hmm.
instead of keep our fingers crossed and hope we're still going to be used as a consultant or that dreaded vendor word. But I'm not going to wait and see how I'm doing if I make the cut for 2009 with my clients. I'm going after them right now, and I'm going to let them know how I'm going to connect with them in 2009.
And ask them what their challenges are.
Absolutely.
Find out what they're frightened about. And I'll tell you something, Rob, Rob used the word Xeroid a minute ago, as you may have heard us talk about in the past. We're both former Xerox employees. The thing is, Rob, I've gone out and made those calls frightened to death, scared to death that I was going to learn something I didn't want to know, and I came away with information that helped me keep the business, but only because I went there, only because I looked them in the eye and said, what can I do to help you? 10-till. But you have to mean it, folks. You can't just ask the question. You have to mean it. 10-till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Little canned heat bringing us back to 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Rob Jollis, is our guest. He's the author of Mental Agility. That's the new one, right, Rob?
Yeah, but I got good news. Customer-centered selling is finally coming out in a new edition.
All right.
So I love my Mental Agility book, but customer-centered selling was my sales Bible.
That's your Bible.
It finally got a nice face clean up and new cover, and we cleaned up a couple of chapters and put some new ones in, and I don't have a date on it, but I will, of course, launch it here.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll
we expect
me.
Let me know, and we will launch it on the show. And it is the Bible, folks, so check that out and expect that coming soon. And it's Jollis, JOLLES.com, right?
That's correct. By the way, I'm also, as of a couple months ago, I'm blogging for Inc.com, so
you can
find some of my blogs. They have a bunch of bloggers, but I'm one of them, and so
right.
I'm blogging away.
Well, good for you. That's good news. Inc.com. Well, they do just type in Jollis into the search engine? They find you there on the homepage, or
they'll
how they
find it
you?
That way. There's a whole there's a blog link, and then you can just see all the bloggers, and I'm right in there with the with the rest of them.
Right, Rob. Last thoughts was as we wrap up. You know, on our idea that that we've been talking about, somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now. Might as well be you. And I mean, you know, I used to have to say things like that to myself. When I can remember, you know, I mean, I was a champion salesman wherever I went. I did well selling wherever I went, Rob. But I still had a little bit of call reluctance. I always had a little bit of that to deal with for some reason. And I used to say things to myself like, the worst thing that they can do is throw me back out of their office.
Right.
Which is where I am right now. So the worst they could do isn't going to be any worse than where I am right now. I used to have to say things like that to myself. I think salespeople sometimes have to do that. I mean, you just left a call, you got beat up pretty bad, you lost a sale, somebody canceled, whatever. Things like that happen in a marketplace. So you have to, you know, getting yourself back up. Don't we need those kinds of little mantras to say to ourselves to get ourselves a little pep talk? What do you think?
Well, I do. You know, I've always sort of been a Rocky fan that says, you know, I don't win every fight, but I've never been knocked out.
Right.
You knock me down, I'll get back up off the canvas. You know, we lost Paul Newman, great actor, and one of my favorite movies was Cool Hand Luke. And I love that movie for a few reasons. But there's an extraordinary scene in that movie where he is fighting George Kennedy.
Yep.
And George Kennedy's twice his size, and every time he knocks Paul Newman down, he gets right back up. And until he's almost unconscious and still sort of swinging at air, until George Kennedy realizes this guy will never stop getting up. And
right.
He leaves the circle, and he leaves a beat up and dazed Paul Newman sort of swinging in the air. And who won that fight? Well, of course, Paul Newman.
Yeah.
All we really have to do is just keep getting up. And can I just say one more thing? I know our segment's short, so I want to pick up on something that you said, Jim. And I think sometimes I like to think I'm giving people good advice, but I think every now and then they forget to listen to the host. You said something very interesting last segment. You said you asked for my opinion. I actually caught me by surprise because we were during the commercial break, and I thought you were asking somebody else something. My opinion. One of the strongest things you can do with your client right now is not go in with a pitch, not go in with a product, but sit down, keep those questions open, and ask your client for their opinion. It is a very powerful technique. And what it does is it moves you. Vendors never ask a client for an opinion. A trusted business advisor does, and he doesn't just ask for an opinion, he means it. And the second thing you said to me was, what can I do to help you, Rob? Again, caught me by surprise. Why aren't we saying that to our clients? What's the downside to that? And that's how you begin to move to not just a friendship and not just a vendor, but the two of them together.
Well, you know, I've had that. You have to be prepared for anything when you ask that question. And I've asked that question to customers, and they've said, well, you know, I'm okay as far as what you're doing for me, but I sure could use this. And I'd say, well, I actually know somebody who takes care of that. Would you like for me to call them? They say, yeah, and I stand right at their desk and pick up the phone and call them, and I say, hey, will you come by and help my friend out here? And it's amazing what you can do. Maybe the best thing you could do when you go by to see them is to help them with something that's unrelated to you.
Absolutely.
And that's what integrated partners do.
That's what a trusted business advisor does. It's not just a term that we throw around. That's what we want our clients to do. Come to me for obviously things that I do, but always feel comfortable to come to me with any question.
You got to mean it when you ask the question. You got to mean it. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Absolute pleasure.
As always. We'll see you next time. Rob Jolliss, ladies and gentlemen. Jolliss.com. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.